Hey, good morning, Dominator Podcast. I'm on my way to work, but this time it's not walking to work, I'm driving to work. It's Wednesday, the 21st, the day before Thanksgiving here in the United States. I'm driving to work because it's going to be pretty hellish on the roads here in Los Angeles. Any day before like a holiday, especially like a Thanksgiving holiday, a 4-day weekend, even if I leave work, which I'm going to leave around 2 o'clock, I'm going to be in traffic instantly. So that's why it's going to sound a little better, but still not great. So keep that in mind. But today I wanted to talk about something I've been meaning to talk about, and I knew it was going to take a little bit longer time. And that is something that came up last week all over the Twitterverse. And that is strength coaching. And what this is people are providing a service as a coach where they'll coach you through, teach you, mentor you, whatever word you want to use, on how to be a better streamer, how to create better content, how to help you with your socials, whatever. They're basically just providing a service for you as a content creator for coaching. From my understanding, it doesn't seem like any other coaching. Like if I were to hire a tennis coach or have a basketball coach, it's the same principle, it's the same idea. You have one person paying the other person for a service to help them. Now, I've been seeing a lot of big streamers, streamers with larger followings and streamers with not so large followings, agree, disagree on all sides of the spectrum. And I kind of want to touch on the pros and cons, or what I perceive, in my opinion, the good and the bad. But I first want to start specifically with, if you are looking into getting a stream coach, you need to be asking certain questions. Because here's the basic principle. Stream coaching is relatively new. Streaming video games on the internet to an audience is still relatively new form of entertainment. Like, for example, we've had basketball coaches, baseball coaches, television, that form of entertainment, acting coaches have been around for a long time. So those industries are kind of well established, but the stream coach industry is very new, very new, as well as the streaming industry as a whole. Like the power that content creators have now in marketing dollars and in marketing prowess and clout is extraordinary, and it's only going to continue. So for me, in my perspective, I'm not surprised stream coaching is coming around. More and more people are wanting to get into the space, get into creating content on a regular basis through mediums that they love. I'm not surprised at all that this came into existence. And if you're going to look for this service, you need to be asking questions of this person. Because if someone is a stream coach coming up to you and saying, hey, I'm going to make you the next Ninja, that's a red flag. Like, that's a problem. Ninja is a ninja because he is Ninja. Because he grinded and worked at the right moment and was in the right moment and at the right time. Like, no, I don't think any stream coach can make another person a ninja. Like, it's going to take you, the consumer, looking for a stream coach, a lot of self-awareness on your part when you're going to find a coach. You need to be asking the coach, what are your methods? How are you going to how are you going to help me? What specific action steps are you going to do or help me or principles to get me to my goals? You know, what does your track record look like? Who are the people that you've worked for? And am I able to ask those people how your service is? How much is your service? Like, what comes with this service? If you pay $100 a week, how many hours a week am I going to get from you? Like, is that going to be like one-on-one coaching? Is that group coaching? Is that you and me for an hour every single day in Discord reviewing my previous stream from the following night? Like, what is that going to look like? another question you should ask a stream coach is, how many clients do you have? Because if a stream coach has 100 clients and they're only one person and they're not like a team or something, that's a red flag. Like, that's seems to be way too many people to manage and stream coach for. You're not going to get the same quality service as if someone who had like 3, 4, 5. And again, these are all arbitrary numbers. But do you see the difference between 100 and 3? Like, the quality of service is going to be different. That's the principle. So focus on that. If they have a resume or a deck, ask for that. Hey, because if someone can say, hey, I've worked for this person, I was able to help them reach these metrics, these goals, through my teaching, through my coaching, through my mentoring, that's good. But then you need to go out of your way as a consumer and confirm, hey, is that what really happened? Is that someone they worked with? Because, I mean, there's going to be people who are going to lie out there. Not every person, but you got to be wary of this. Like, everything you do, hiring any service is a risk. There's risk involved. And because this industry is so new, there is inherent risk. And that's one of the cons, like, or the one of the negatives in my book. There's a large amount of inherent risk because of that reasoning. And you, as a content creator, if you're looking at this as a business, you want to mitigate risk as much as you can. There is always going to be risk. You can't cut out risk completely. But as a business owner, as someone who's trying to grow, you want to mitigate it as much as you can. So we talked about some questions you need to be asked. And I'm going to put a link in the description of the podcast, a link to a thread post from the CEO of OPG. It's Online Performance Group. This group is a management team for online content creators. They work with some of the most well-known content creators on the Twitch platform. People like Co Carnage, Towly, King Gathalion, Professor Broman, T-Rex. The list goes on. Like, they manage and do this as their job as a management company for some of the largest and most well-known content creators on the Twitch platform. He had an amazing thread talking about his view on stream coaching and specific, like, a list of 10 to 12 questions that you need to ask a potential coach. And if you can't get the answers to those questions, then I do not believe you should be going with that specific coach. Because overall, my opinion of coaching is, hey, if you want to get coaching, go for it. There's a lot of people out there who want to get tennis coaching and want to be great, but they're just not going to be great. Or they just want to get better at their game because they want to beat their cousin when they go visit them in Michigan for Thanksgiving. Like, there's different forms of coaching. Everyone has different goals. Like, when I was growing up and playing baseball, I just want to get better at baseball, and you need a coach for that. You need someone to manage a team. And the hate that came about from some of the most well-known content creators, I don't want to drop names, towards this principle of coaching was astounding, because a lot of them attributed to luck. A lot of those people were at the very, very beginning of the Twitch platform. So if you're at the beginning, you're going to have a large, and you have some talent, you're going to be seen. Like, it's just going to happen. You're going to grow. So to just blatantly say stream coaching is stupid, and if you need stream coaching, you shouldn't be streaming, that's just a flat out bad, like, that's just wrong. That's not correct. Like, people sometimes need one-on-one coaching. You got to be self-aware as a consumer. Hey, do I need this service or do I not? Because I legitimately agree with the notion that there are people who can become good content creators, who can become better entertainers with coaching, with one-on-one coaching. I think a counter argument to what I just said would be, but Dom, there's a lot of free content out there. There's a lot of YouTube videos. There's a lot of just free blogs and articles about how to stream, how to become a better streamer, what to do. And that's great. And I'm one of those people who put out free content all the time on content creation and how to do it better and just different principles. But sometimes that stuff just doesn't click, or that stuff just doesn't work. Everyone learns differently. And some people may need someone guide them, show them, and talk to them one-on-one on a repeated basis to teach them how these different principles, or teach them more in-depth principles. Because something I see on YouTube and even in my own content is I can only go so deep. I can't get into the nitty-gritty details. I know I'm getting a little, like, not agitated, like just more passion, because, like, people just bash these ideas or bash the way people want to spend their money. Just saying that blatantly, you can't be a good content creator if you need coaching, is bullcrap. Because some of the best athletes in the world still have coaches. Team sports athletes and single sport athletes. You don't think Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian of all time, didn't have a coach throughout his entire career? From someone who's less decorated, he's the most decorated Olympian. The best of the best. And he still had a coach throughout his entire career. So stop with this notion that you can't be a good content creator because you need coaching. I'm sorry if you're getting a little upset that I'm passionate, because I'm very passionate about that. People need help in this world. And I want to provide that service as much as I can through the content I'm giving. But if someone wants to seek out a paid service, let them do that. But you, as a consumer who wants that paid service, need to do your homework and need to be careful of who you are hiring as your coach. That's the duality, like the duality of this. I'm okay with you. Like, I'm okay with the service. It's capitalism at its finest. when you think about it. Dude, you're going below the speed limit in the fast lane. I'm sorry. But you need to be careful as a consumer. These people are going to try to sell you snake oil. And you need to be vigilant. And that's the beauty of the whole streaming, the whole live streaming space is, you know, people are out there trying to help each other out. People are trying to provide a service because they saw a need in the market. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the top content creators on any platform think. The market is the market is the market. And if there is and the basic principle of that is, if the market says, hey, there needs to be stream coaches and people are willing to pay for it, they're going to be stream coaches. And of course, there will be bad stream coaches, but there will also be great stream coaches. And again, I keep nailing this and I keep saying it, and if I keep saying it, it's important. You as the consumer who's going out and looking for a stream coach, you need to do research into that person. Because if that person's not well established or has a good track record, can't prove to you that what they're about to teach you, what they're about to show you, what they're about to critique you on has helped others, I don't believe they will be able to help you. I don't. No, Michael Phelps is not going to hire a high school coach. Like a high school student coming out of high school swim team. Like, why? Because he has no track record of coaching or doing anything. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a crazy argument. And for anyone who's bashing the sports argument is beyond me, because sports is entertainment, sports is a skill, and not everyone's going to make it. And I get that. And I kind of want to lead into this. Some counter arguments of what I've heard from other content creators. One of the largest content creators on the Twitch platform said that he doesn't even believe he should be paying for his service. Like, if he gives out mentorship, or he gives out help and answers questions to a lot of people, and he says even at his level, he doesn't need to, he doesn't feel like he deserves to be paid for that stuff. Which, in my mind, I get and I don't. But it's not because he doesn't deserve it because of where he's at. He doesn't want to get paid because that's his base principle in his life. He's always said he doesn't want to paywall any of his content. So it's not because he doesn't, like, let's not get, I'm not trying to bash anyone. I'm bashing, like, not bashing anyone. I'm just critiquing ideas. If people are out there saying, I'm giving out free content and I'm doing it for the betterment of the community, that's fine. That's great. And I don't want to create a paywall because I don't believe I deserve it. It's contradictory to what they've said in the past. They don't want to put paywalls on their content ever. That's why they don't put a paywall. Like, so if people are out there saying, yes, you can get free content. Yes, you can get it from me and from the largest people, like one of the largest people. That's fine and dandy. I've been a person specifically from this content creator who has had his help. And I'm internally grateful for it. But I'm never going to get that one-on-one help from him if I wanted stream coaching. Flat out. No one is. Because he doesn't have enough time for that. And it's not in his wheelhouse. But if someone wanted stream coaching one-on-one, there is services now out there for them. Another counter-argument to a commonly led argument I've seen out there was that not every person is made to be a streamer or a content creator. And that is absolutely true. And to be frank, I don't even know if I have it in me yet. What? He just said, what now? I've been doing this for a few, not even a whole year. Not even for a whole year have I been truly consistent about making content on the internet. Like, that doesn't mean that because I'm not at certain metrics doesn't mean I don't have it in me. Like, I always get confused, subjective and objective. I believe that's objective view. Like, who decides that? The market does. The market gets to decide that at the end of the day. Not large streamers, not a stream coach, not even myself. If there's a market out there for it and people want to watch it, people will watch that person even if other people perceive he doesn't have it or she doesn't have it in them. The market is the market and the market at the end of the day. And if there's a niche out there of people who want to watch a specific type of streamer, yes, they're not going to be ninja, but there's a market. And we got to keep that in mind. We can't just blanketly state that, hey, you can't make it in the world. Like, streaming is a hobby. People can do it for a hobby. If we're talking about be ninja or make it as full-time, yeah, they're not going to make it full-time. Not everyone makes it to the major leagues. Not everyone makes it to the NFL. Not everyone makes it to Broadway. We all understand that. But there's still people who go act in their local theater and their small town, or even in their, some people do it part-time. Like, there's still people out there who are playing in the minor leagues and getting paid. Like, there's still people doing, like, there's different levels. And I think the arguments that I've seen from the top is, if you're not the creme de la creme, there's no point in doing this streaming thing. Like, you know? And that's just absolutely not true, man. If you want to stream, have a good time, and you're not in there to make money or make it a full-time gig, then you go do it and you have a great time. And if you want some coaching on to be a little bit better, then by all means, do it. But again, be vigilant, do your research, and make sure your goals align with what the stream coach is giving you, like teaching you. And lastly, another argument I've been seeing against stream coaching is if you're a person who's not meant to stream, quote unquote, if you're not going to make it, the streaming's not for you, the person who's coaching you is not incentivized to tell you that. Because if you have them on retainer or if you have them on a contract, there is no incentive for that person to tell you, hey, you're a bad player, or to cut you. Hey, you're not going to make it. And to that, I say, you have a, that's a good point. Like, if someone is on retainer, like, how do you know that person's going to be truthful with you when you're not doing the right thing? Or they time gate your, the content they give you, the critiques they give you. Oh, hey, we'll work on this, but maybe in the back of that stream coach's mind, they're saying, oh, actually, you know what? I'll bring that up next month because then I'll get paid for that month. You know what I'm saying? Like, people might string you out, which may happen, but that wouldn't even, if someone as a stream coach did that and got caught, that'll ruin their reputation. Like, that'll put a dent on their reputation and people will start noticing that. Like, that happens in any industry, though. There's bad coaches and good coaches. And my biggest example of this, as a longtime St. Louis / Los Angeles Rams football team fan, we've had horrible coaches. For over a decade, we didn't have a winning record. We had more losses than wins for over a decade. Every season. And one of the biggest coaches of that problem was Jeff Fisher. Into the mid and early 2010, like 2010s, he was our coach. There were seasons where we went 3-13 with this guy. 3 wins, 13 losses. And we fired that coach in 2016. Come 2017, 2018 season with Sean McVay, the youngest head coach of all time. This season alone, we are 10-1. 10 wins, 1 loss, with 5 games to go. We are Super Bowl contenders. So do not ever tell me that coaching can't help a team. And yes, there's different personnel. There's different people. There's so many variables. I understand that. But one person, one coach, has drastically changed a 53-man roster, hundreds of people organization. So this notion that, you know, hey, people are going to string people along. That's true. That's going to happen. And there are coaches who even do that at different professions all over the place. But those coaches get put to the wayside. And Jeff Fisher will never get hired as a head coach ever again in the National Football League because his reputation is tarnished. He's tied for the second losiest head coach of all time. And he's never going to get another head coach job. And if a stream coach is doing that, stringing people out and not being honest with them, they will get caught. It will take time. People will get burned, but that's why you, as the consumer, need to do your research and do your homework. At the end of the day, guys, if you want to get stream coaching, go out and get it. But do your homework, ask the right questions, and be vigilant about who you are hiring. Make sure they have a track record, and make sure you go to the link in the description below and find those questions and send them to that stream coach. I'm pulling into work right now. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this brought you some sort of value, especially if you're looking to be looking for stream coaching as a consumer. Please like, share, subscribe this podcast if you found any value in it. Please let me know if it helped you at all. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you next time. Have a great day.